This podcast was recorded on the 17th of the 3rd, 2016. It contains strong language and crass humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
It's Let's Drink with Formal Shark. So, hi, I'm Bob.
And this is Phil. This is our new podcast.
New podcast. We did do a pilot, which nobody's probably listened to because we don't care.
Well, and we didn't really send it to anybody.
No, we didn't really, but we don't care. We
our rebels.
Rebels. Yeah. So yeah. The idea is, I'll let you...
Do you want me to... So basically, we tend to drink lots of beers. We're not sophisticates. We don't know that much about beer, to be honest. But we know what we like. We drink lots of different types of beer. We know we don't like Carlsberg.
Do they still sell Carlsberg?
You ain't getting the tap. In the cans.
In the cans.
Yeah. Or if you go to any court that's doing a wife beating.
Oh, do they sell that in the court? Do they have like a little court bar?
Well, no, you just see them on the way out going...
Oh, do they come out and have a can of Carlsberg when they come out of court? So does that mean there is a bar in like the magistrate's court?
No, it's because they have them all like piled. I mean, very stereotypical here, aren't you, of your wife beater, because anybody can be a wife beater.
Yeah, even you could be.
No, I'm a gentle giant.
That and you don't have a wife.
Yes.
Which, you know, is kind of the necessity to have become a wife beater, is you need a wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've come from a glum topic. So, yeah.
That went very dark in the first...
We're just two idiots.
2 minutes.
Yeah. We're just two idiots talking about a sort of passion of ours, which is beer. Now...
And breasts.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about breasts too much. We don't want to alienate our fans.
Yeah, we're not. We're quite happy. We
like all kind of breasts.
Yeah.
You're a big tit in yourself.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're not just going to talk about beer.
I just remembered one thing that's very, very important.
A bottle opener. Yeah. So, while Phil goes and gets a bottle opener...
Luckily, with me being an alcoholic,
there's
always one nearby.
On the beach. So we're not just going to have beer, we will have some other alcohol at other points. But it's going to be primarily beer and what we consider would be alright beer, hopefully.
Well, it's a journey. Yeah, you're coming on a journey. That's a good way. That makes us sound like we're a quaint little Radio 4 programme.
Yeah, it's a journey.
So come on a journey, get your backpacks and a shitload of booze.
Get your backpacks and a shitload of booze.
Yeah.
I like that, that's quite a good starting phrase.
Well,
then you have a segue into something else, like that. Oh, what was that TV show where they used to go places?
Bodger and Badger.
No, not Bodger and Badger. You used to go different countries.
Rosie and Jim.
No, they didn't do that in
religion. Michael Payne.
No. What are you on about? And it used to be a travel show, but it was all crap.
I don't know. You're on about.
Anyway, we'll move on to the first beer. So, our first beer tonight, or today, or whatever time of day you might be listening.
You might be listening in the car. See if I can get the sound.
Nice. Hopefully. So, what is this beer?
This is Punk IPA from Brewdog. We decided we'd use this as our staple start to it, because, quite frankly, we do drink quite a lot of this stuff.
Yes. Where did you source this one, Phil?
It was from Tesco's. It was about 170, I'd like to say.
So it's a reasonable price. It's a 330ml bottle.
I'd say, out of all the beers, this is the one you're most likely to get in the any good supermarket. If they don't have it, tell the cashier that they are
not a good supermarket.
I was going to say a word starting with C.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use those words.
Crap. Caterpillar.
Crap. So they call it, Brewdog put the tagline that this is a postmodern classic. It is 5.6%. Does it have an ABU?
It will do somewhere, but...
But not on the bottle.
Probably not on the bottle. If you went online and some research...
Yeah.
So, sniffing it...
It's a lovely golden colour, as you'd expect from an IPA.
Yeah, it's a nice golden colour. Clear, because it's... So a carbonated
little bit of a head.
That's probably because of the bad pouring more than anything.
In terms of, you know, it's actually a beer.
Yeah, it's definitely a beer. It's not whiskey.
It smells very hoppy. And that
Very refreshing, very fruity. You know, you get that.
It's a very kind of nice taste. You can drink it over and over again. It's not offensive. It's definitely got that craft beer hop feel to it.
And I think that was the thing. BrewDog really was the company that got us into our craft beers rather than necessarily your ales. And there's some very good ales around, but there's also
some very boring ales.
I am trying to find out the AB. Is it the ABU, isn't it?
Yeah.
ABU.
That's IBU, but...
What did I say? What should it be?
It should be IBU, shouldn't it?
All right, maybe. Yes.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see. We're getting some information on the fly. Yeah. There's a lot of...
This tends to be what we do.
We're making this up. It is 35.
It's 35 of IBUs.
The IBUs. So did I say something else and then type the right thing?
I said ABU.
All right. Yeah, I'm better than you.
Yeah, well, I'm not a craft beer beardy weirdy. You know, a beard. Not like you.
I've got the beard. So what we do is we pair it with a food each round.
Yes.
And this time it is... Jacob Crackers, Thai Sweet Chilies.
It's got the word crisps on there as well.
Oh, it's got the word crisps on.
Yeah, I mean, look, has it got the word crisps on it?
Oh, they smell like feet.
It says cracker crisps.
Oh, cracker crisps. They smell like feet.
Do your feet smell like that?
Sometimes.
Because if they do, I want to lick them. Because they smell nice.
I think they smell slightly feety.
Do you find your urine smells of chicken crisps?
No, never. Some nice pedigree chum.
So, you've got feet that smells like crisps, and I've got pee that smells like crisps.
So, yeah, sometimes I have a pedigree chum, we call it. Mm. It's normally after I've had a drink.
But these are a good kind of biscuity cracker kind of thing.
I can't remember the cost. They're in Tesco's, because...
I mean, the food's not the important bit, really. It's just a bit of...
But we want to make it so it sounds more sophisticated, because...
It dries your mouth along with the beer.
Yeah. So we've got to put it on our rating of 1 to 100. We'll describe it in a completely separate podcast
eventually, maybe, you know, 10 years down the line,
because it's explaining our reasonings for which beer.
Basically, 1 is pure vomit and 100 is the
pure
bliss.
Ecstasy.
It's bliss.
We've found beer Nevada.
It's not pure ecstasy, because somebody might be like, well, I've got a rate 100. No, it's just, you know, 100's going to be the best beer ever we find.
So we've always got to have room for finding a better beer. Where would we put this on our rating? Well, I'll have it occasionally. It's not something that I would...
It's definitely a...
If it was a pub that had lots of different beers on, I would possibly have one of them. If it was a pub that didn't have very good beers on and had this on, I'd drink it all night.
Yeah, if this was your only choice of a decent beer, if it was this or John Smith's, I'd pick this.
Well, I was on about, like, if there was a couple of ales on that you knew were a bit meh, then it's what I'm saying, it's going to be quite high up on the scale of, if it's a good example, a one to remember. If you bought this as a... Wait, because we are being a bit biased here, because we drink a lot of this because we can get it in Tesco so easily.
I mean, the price point is really
what I'm
good.
Saying is, if you bought this and you had that as a beer and it was the only time you were going to have it, would that then be a beer to remember?
I think... I'm torn to say yes.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Because
I'm wondering,
I think
if...
it's definitely a good example of beer. It's something you'd remember it when you go to drink it. But
I'm just thinking, as a starting point, maybe 62.
Yes, I was going to say about 62,
63. Yeah, so. I'll put 62. Punk IPA, that's the first one on our...
Our spreadsheet chart. We've got a timeline.
We're
going to have time, though.
So what will happen is I'll probably forget to save it. And
we'll start again next week.
We'll start again next week.
That's all right.
I
mean, it's interesting. If you haven't had an IPA before, especially this one.
It's a proper IPA rather than these sort of... dishwatery ones you get.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a tiny bit of carbonation in it. It's really refreshing on a summer's day.
You're just talking wank now.
Well, not really.
It just sounds like the wank you get on the back of a thing. What the punters want to know.
Well, I mean, you could
Does it taste geek good?
It tastes geek good. I mean, you can sort of read the wank off the bottle.
Well, you
but,
can. Oh, cause it's all the equity for punk stuff.
Well, that's dated the podcast now.
Well, I don't care.
This beer bottle is not a prospectus. That's more...
Yeah, basically, go online and research it yourself.
They don't really describe the beer on the bottle. Good job, BrewDog. What a bunch of Muppets.
Muppets.
Right, you'll get a bit of a ditty while we finish our beer. So enjoy. So, I'm not going to say it.
Good.
That was a nice ditty. It wasn't really. It's the
same song every time. You could say ident. Oh, and now time for the ident.
It's even not an ident, it's a ditty. Because it's short. You know, like, that's a ditty.
Yeah, but they don't realise the should be an allusion to the listener. Uh-huh. Not that we've just eaten some curry.
And taken half an hour.
Yeah, they think that...
Yeah, but I didn't say that. I just said that was a lovely ditty. Because it was a lovely ditty.
Yeah, but you said every time.
I don't say every time. You did. This is on the first podcast.
Oh, every time that we did a pilot.
Well...
And it sounded ridiculous every time.
Beer number two.
Yes.
My mouth is really hot after that.
Yeah. This tasting may be a bit...
skewed.
Skewed after warm Caribbean curry.
Okay, so this is from a well-known brewery in America. It is Brookman Brewery, and it's Brookman Summer Ale. It's 5% alcoholic volume. It's a 355 ml bottle, not 333. So it's slightly larger. Where did you source this one from, Phil?
It was from... Oh, what's it called?
I don't know. You
I
went.
Think it's called Pips or something.
Pips or something.
Yeah. It's near Anfield Plain.
Which is in the middle of nowhere in England.
Yeah, but if you're going to type it in...
I suppose if you're local.
Gonna,
yeah.
You know...
I mean, if you're from South America, yeah, you're not just going to make the journey.
But if we're telling them where any of these places are... Yeah. Then, if it's a little...
I mean, did you say what Tesco you went to get that thing?
Yeah, but they could go to any Tesco's for that.
How do you know that? Maybe Southern because Tesco's don't do it, and it's a Northern Tesco thing.
Every Tesco I've been in has bloody punk IPA. It's okay, it's like fucking John Smith's.
You were not meant to be using the F word. That was you telling me off before the show, and you're doing it? What a dick.
I did a bigger swear word, John Smith's.
Yeah.
Compared to something so lovely.
So we've never had this one before. Well, I haven't.
No, neither have.
I'll let you pull.
What? So when I knack it up, you can tell all the listeners...
That you've knacked it up.
That I've knacked it up.
There's no cars tonight.
No, there's no cars. But I can see the mast that you get your television from if you...
Live in the northeast of England.
Yeah.
If you live in any other part of England, then you don't get your TV from there.
Basically, most of the northeast get it from... Pontop Pike.
Yeah, I mean, now people could triangulate where we are and come and rob your house for all the bottles of beer we've got.
What, somewhere in a however many mile radius that you can see Pontop Pike?
All the northeast. You can see all the way from Blythe, which is quite a long distance away. So, again, it's a very kind of golden.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out the smell. It smells of something. I think it smells slightly like tomatoes, or am I talking rubbish there?
You are, but, well, I think so. Maybe you got tomatoes stuck in your ass.
Well, I've not had tomatoes.
Well, it's you. You could have stuck a tomato in your nose for fun. That wouldn't put me past you. Oh, I wonder what this smells like, sticking up my nose.
It could be that my nostrils have been tearing off by the chilies. Definitely fruity.
It's got I know it's called summer ale, but it smells of sunshine.
It smells of romps in the grass.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love a good romp in the grass. Not with you.
The first romp of spring.
It doesn't smell as hoppy as punk.
No. It must be romping season soon.
That is quite bland.
Hmm.
Personally.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know if my taste buds are ruined after the meal.
So,
actually...
I think the smell, it smells as if it's going to have a lot of floral flavours and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And then when you get it, it's... But then it's... advertised as a summer ale. So if you imagine a barbecue,
you could neck loads of these.
You know, you'd neck loads of them. What percentage is it?
5.
It's 5%. So yes, I would probably get drunk very quickly on them, because that I would drink very quick. So I would definitely.
It's probably a little bit fizzier than Punk. Possibly close to like a Pilsner.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's got a slight lagerishness to it,
yeah,
hasn't it? It might. What's the bollocks about it?
It could be
it's brewed by a bottled beer.
I mean, we're letting the dyslexic read.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that of what it is. It's a nice variety of that sort of summer.
Yeah.
I've had better, but I've certainly had a lot worse.
Yeah. From beaches and barbecues to stoops and rooftops, summer for Brooklyn is all about following your impulses. Brooklyn Summer Ale is a refreshing, flavourful pale ale made for warm weather adventures. British two-row barley adds breadiness. White German and American hops bring a clean bitterness and a bright floral aroma. It's a sunny pale ale, Brooklyn style.
Yeah, I think it says what it does on the tin.
Yeah.
Now,
is it something to rave about?
No. And if you turned up with a case of them at a barbecue, next time I had a barbecue, you turned up with a case of them, I'd be very happy and we'll drink it all.
Yeah.
All night.
Yeah.
If it was on, now it could taste different on tap. That's always a good thing to make sure. Just because you've drank something in bottle doesn't automatically mean it's nice on tap, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So sometimes you might go, "Oh, that was a bit crap," and then you try it.
We found it with the Brooklyn Lager. It's a lot better out of the bottle than what it is out the
but
tap.
But Punk IPA is much, much nicer on
tap
because that's what I had to make you drink it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a thing.
Yeah.
Because you were like, "Well, I get it." And I was like, no, just try it here, because it's
in our local brew dog, not here as in Phil's house. He doesn't have a keg of IPA.
But yeah, and you went, "Oh yeah, it's that much fresher," and things like that.
I mean, I'm going to say, if that was...
We've got to put something on the scoreboard.
If it was the price...
It's got to be lower than the last beer.
It's definitely lower than the last beer. But to me, if that was the price of some of the B&M beers we've been having, I wouldn't hesitate buying it. Because of the price, it's probably...
do you think it comes within the 50 to 60 range?
Yeah,
we class as a nice beer.
I'd put it probably 52, 53.
Yeah, sure.
Because I think...
52, I'm going to put it.
I think if I had a choice between that or Punk IPA, I'd go... if it was 60p... bottled up the road, I'd go pick it up. It'd be a go-to drink in terms of it costs bugger all.
Like, it's
unfortunately, I don't
it's a lot
think
better than
costs.
than most of the crap.
Yeah.
That's in Tesco's. Our beef at the moment is there's only two or three beers in our local Tesco's that we would say has got a lot of flavour.
Yeah.
The ale section. All taste within a few yards of each other, don't they?
Yeah, they all taste kind of the same.
They've all got the Goldens and Fugles hops in.
Yeah.
But
I think that's partly because, you know, it might be the area we live in. More people want real ale as opposed to, you know, your craft beer. You know, in terms of
so
they have become a difference, when realistically there shouldn't be. I'd say if you see it, and it's under a couple of quid, you know, it's the £2 mark.
It wasn't expensive. I can't remember exactly how much it was, and it's not on the label, but it was under £3. It wasn't expensive.
I mean, I wouldn't pay more than £2.50.
We are pairing this with chocolate balls with cream in.
It's not that much chocolate salty balls. Prefer the rolls. Not chocolate balls, I prefer the rolls covered in chocolate.
Yeah, whatever they were, what I had left from Christmas. In my freezer. I ate the donuts.
I was about to say, they've been sat in your fridge since Christmas. It's now March.
No, they're freezer ones.
Now, don't go touching the equipment with your chocolate in your fingers.
No, I was just wondering. It might not work very well on here for the viewers, for the listeners. But do you think that I can hoid up in the air and catch it when we go?
No, you can't.
Drum roll, please.
No, you can't.
Drum roll, please.
That was nowhere near your mouth. That went halfway across the room. Like, you had to do a little throw, and what you did was just hoid across your head. It's too big to fit in your mouth. Stop attempting. It's not going to work.
My teeth keep getting in the way.
Well, it's because you've got big teeth.
What the fuck?
Just put it in your mouth and eat it, you bell end. Right, we're going to finish this beer. We'll be back in a second.
That might not have worked on
no,
podcast.
No, it didn't. It's just me shouting at you. Right, it's beer number three and food number three. Do you want to talk about the food first?
Why?
Why? Because it's to mix it up a
no,
bit.
No, we always do beer first.
All right, we do the beer first.
Beer is the most important thing in life.
So this is a small can of beer. It's, how big's the can? It's a 330ml can.
Size?
You have to ask. It's a standard
size
can.
It's the size of Coke.
Because we're not using brands.
We're not using brands.
You told me last week we're not using brands. After I told you, we'd already spoke about all the brands. Okay, so this is Beavertown Smog Rocket Smoked Porter. It's 5.4% vol on its alcohol. And it's 1 crore for a pint. Whatever a pint is.
Are you going to pour this one?
I'll pour this one. It's quite cold, it's come out the fridge.
Yeah, all these are things that... Fridge temperature that in my house is probably warmer than the actual room temperature quite often. So you should have done that really close and then people
would
have thought...
They could have heard it anyway.
But they'd have thought you were like this hunky man like off the Coke adverts.
That's not what people think.
But if they haven't seen you, they can imagine you this muscular guy rubbing this can of beer over your head.
I'm badly pouring this.
I was going to say, I just guess, and you have to get it exactly on.
Oh,
Mr. OCD.
Knob.
Well.
Whoa, it smells of smoke.
Look, it's obviously, it smells, you get that porter taste straight
so
away.
I'm burping pale ale. And chocolate.
You know, you automatic, a really nice sniff of that.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything there, but really
sniff. Yeah, no, it's there's a dark, portery, smoky aroma.
It smells as if you know what you would smell if you sort of put your head into a fire.
No, it's not that. It's not that harsh. It's like a light fire.
Yeah.
Rather than a big, heavy industrial fire.
Well, I wasn't thinking like a car tyres.
Well, no, because they smell really bad. But it's not a house fire.
Like if you put a chipmunk on fire.
No, I think they'd probably smell meaty. I'd say, like...
Can you remember when they used to burn all the beef when the mad cow and
yeah.
Foot and mouth?
Yeah.
And it was like massive piles of burning. You're like, I could just go over there and
have steak.
Yeah, have steak.
But you'd then have to put your foot in your mouth. We're laughing
shite.
At the plight of farmers here. We're horrible people.
Well, they'd have got a load of subsidies.
I'd say, you know, when you think smoked bacon, it's that smoke smell. In terms of, you know, the spray, the smoke smell on and flavour on, it's that kind of pre-manufactured smoke.
So, I've actually tasted it. For my tasting, It's got that nice layer of smoke, but it hasn't got that sort of
harshness,
harsh, heavy taste that you sometimes get with your porters and your stouts and stuff
it's
like
very,
that.
It's very kind of light finish.
Yeah, a light. Yeah, I think I agree with that.
As with all our beers, this does contain ingredients.
Good.
Key ingredient being water, malted barley, hops, and yeast.
Did you say that for every beer? You're going to say that?
I'm not going to say that for it. Did I say it for the other beer? No, I said that was the same as the other beers. That's what it contains. Maybe somebody
you know,
listening is allergic to water.
If it contains, like, An armadillo. Tell me about it. That's exciting. I mean, it telling contain, us it contains water.
It might contain other stuff, like bumblebee, but it doesn't.
MSGs. So we're going to accompany this, pair this.
No, accompany is a better word for this one. I don't think it's paired.
We're going to pair it with a Kinder Surprise.
I mean, did you go round? For Americans out there, that is a Kinder Egg that you can't have. Nah, because they're a choking hazard.
Are you expecting Americans to listen to this?
Well, maybe they are. Unless they recently changed the law. But, I mean, if you manage to fit that entire egg in your mouth and swallow on the...
But it's not that. It's because of the tax laws that don't know if it's a toy or a chocolate. Oh, that's something I'd been told.
I'd been told it was because of the entire choking hazard of
Well,
a
maybe
toy.
People could tweet in.
But what they did was they actually made the shape of the egg slightly bigger, so the toy container was big enough for children not to choke on it. It's actually a set size that you can't choke on.
Anyway, so...
A little bit bigger than your penis.
If you think this is rubbish or whatever, or you can clarify the situation, tweet in. Email. Do we actually have an email address that works?
I don't know. Just make it up. info@formalshark.co.uk.
We'll try and get one set up at some point, but my IT goon is a goon.
It's a good. You can do anything.
How do you eat these? Do you put them all in your mouth at once?
Yeah, and then you swallow on the toy. Come on, all in your mouth.
Yeah,
you'd be really good at blowjobs, wouldn't you?
Would be. I might be.
Well,
do you have to like?
I just no. You don't. You're gonna get chocolate all over your head. Then you're going to go out on some sort of date in a week's time and still have chocolate.
Well, no.
You're like, it's chocolate, honest. It's
do you not know
shit.
I always nut chocolate. Do you not nut chocolate?
No, I'm not thick.
Look, it's dinted now.
Yeah, it's also got forehead over it. Like, if somebody wants to take over my role, just email in, Twitter in, Facebook in, however, the post...
Carrier pigeon.
Mm-hmm. No, because Ben might eat it.
Oh. Just eating chocolate on him. On radio doesn't.
This is not even radio.
It's podcast. I don't know why. Because, like we were discussing earlier, we were the sad sort of kids back in the day of tape that would pretend we're on the radio. It was probably really bad now because we're basically pretending to be paedophiles.
No, because we didn't have a child on our penis.
Well, no, I don't think Jimmy Savile had them.
Although there was still a child attached, because I was a child.
Yeah, but I was wondering about Jimmy Savile didn't when he was presenting, I don't know. What toys have we got?
I've got something pink. Oh, look, I've got a little pony! Oh, wow. I've got some sort of pony that can become a butterfly.
Is that meant to be a turtle?
Yeah, why have you got a
pony? Can I have the pony?
Yeah, you can have the pony. I don't want the pony.
The pony is far better.
You think the pony is better than the turtle?
That's not a turtle, though. I think that's meant to be one of the turtles. And it doesn't look anything like one of the turtles.
It's the turtle that was forgotten.
Yeah.
Rejected as birth.
Yeah, they're meant to be Teenage Mutant Turtles. They're absolutely rubbish.
There you go, you can have some...
I'm so... Prefer to,
What's mine? Mine is...
There's lots of silence on
this
podcast.
My Little Pony, and it's some sort of pink... Oh, you can brush its hair! Ooh. With the thing it stands on, it's a little comb for its hair. Oh, you've got a friend for that. Wow.
These are all going to get hoid out.
Hoid out. So, yeah, overall, this is a nice beer.
Better than the Kinder Eggs crap.
Yeah.
I would put it somewhere between the two, personally.
Yeah. I'd probably closer to Punk.
Mm. Oh, yes, definitely. But I'd put it just below it. So I should really get the spreadsheet up, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
The spreadsheet. We will release this information at some point. Probably when we're 90. Yeah.
Once we've...
Well, I'll rephrase that.
Non-disclosure.
I will rephrase that. If people actually start listening to this, we might release it.
I'm being really professional sneezing on a podcast. You're not going to be able to cut that out either. Oops.
You're a vile man.
Oh.
At least we haven't got people bloody asking for the catalogues back.
Dear, that stinks.
Oh, God. Right, where are we putting this? Should we...
That's really
but
59. I'm just ploughing on professionally.
59. Like you're ploughing on professionally through the smell.
Through the smell. I am. What's it called? Don't say it.
Beaver Town Pocket Rocket. Smog Rocket.
Smog Rocket. But you've had plenty of pocket rockets in your time.
Oh, I had a pocket rocket this morning. Well, it's not my fault. There's really good looking people get on the bus on the morning.
Oh, you. I thought you meant that you'd woke up with a boner.
Well, then it wouldn't have been in my pocket, would it?
Well, you might wear pyjamas.
Nah, I sleep naked. I'm a real man.
You are not a real man.
Oh, I'm a real man. No, that's... It's a good beer.
A real man can grow hair.
I can grow hair.
Not on your belly.
So? I don't need hair on my belly.
A real man is bald on top, hairy everywhere else.
Oh dear.
I'm a real man with my...
You're an ape.
With my little pony choking hazard. I bet, before the end of this podcast, I could choke on this.
Well, don't try, because that's an easy bet you can make. You will choke on it if you try.
It's fallen apart. His wings have come off.
What?
Look, his wings have come off.
Dear me. Is that how we're going to end the podcast? His wings have come off.
Yes.
So, if anybody wants to send some replacement wings for Philip's My Little Pony, feel free.
Is it an actual My Little Pony, or is it like some cast-off version?
I think his head comes open. His head comes open. The turtle's head comes open.
Why?
I don't know why. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe I've just broken it.
Again, there's one of these long silences that we need to...
You need to do it.
Yeah. Right.
4, 2... Yeah.
Let's go on with the sum up.
The sum up.
Well, we've had 3 different beers. Whee!
I'm still playing with this toy.
He's still playing with the toy.
All you've heard is a little ditty. There's not been any gap in that at all.
Well, that's all right. After. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, but other times we've had food and beer and...
It's summing up, right? We're going to quickly sum this up so that the thing is under 30 minutes. Oh, no, we're already over 30 minutes.
Well, that's...
Gobby get.
That's perfectly fine.
Actually, by editing it, mate. Ooh, there's a car going around.
Oh, there's a car. There's a car.
There's a car. There's a car. There's a car. There's a car.
It's quite... dark outside.
So we have had Punk IPA that, to sum up, we put at 62 on our little
62
chart. We then had Brooklyn Summer Ale that we rated at 52, and then we had Beaver Town Smog Rocket. Is it Smog Rocket?
It is Smog Rocket.
I got that right, not Pocket Rocket, and that we rated at 59. I should explain that we suspect that between 51 and 70 will be most of the beers get placed at the next.
Yeah.
Just in case you're like, you've done these beers and you're thinking, why didn't I not get up so high? There's reasons for that, and that's just because...
Phil doesn't like making beers sound good.
No.
He's grumpy.
No, it's just because there are certain beers that once we find an amazing beer that we want to like, every time we see it we come...
Yeah.
Then that gets up. Oh, yeah.
A bit like a proper fit.
See, what you're saying is if you give these all highs, you're saying this is the best they will ever do. I reckon. I have got faith in them.
Yeah, but...
In every beer company. You've got faith in them. See, they can do better.
I set my sights low. So I can... That's probably why I get all the easy girls.
So, and BrewDog definitely do better beers than Punk.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So, when they come up with their best beer ever... And then we go, we can't chart it because it's better than their last one.
Or we just extend the chart.
But it's got to be 100. There's got to be
rules. No, it doesn't have to be rules.
If there isn't rules...
You rewrite the rules.
Old people will become ninjas.
Old people will become ninjas.
Yes. If we didn't have rules, old people would become ninjas.
Oh, okay. Well, why aren't there anyway? There's nothing stopping them not...
The rules are stopping them. That's what's rule. Stopping them. The rules are stopping
it's
them.
It's probably like a lack of money or something.
But
or
that's a rule. That's the system keeping it all together. Because it would fall apart if we didn't have these rules.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Anyway, thank you for listening to our crazy... Stop trying to catch it with your mouth. You're nowhere near. It's come down the back of your sofa now. You're not going to eat that one. Don't forget to find it, because if not, it's
As soon as we pause this,
it'll melt in.
As soon as we say goodnight.
And we'll forget. So yeah, good night. Oh, maybe good morning.
Good morning.
You could be in the car. Happy New Year. It could be somebody listening at New Year.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere close to New Year, but we don't know.
But that's when you sort of binge listen to stuff, isn't it? When the family's coming around, I know, I'll put my podcasts on.
Why don't I sit in the bath and listen to stuff or watch stuff? Not porn.
Why did you not? That's bad that you knew exactly what I was thinking there.
Because I've known you for far too long. Because if it was up to you, you'd watch porn in the bath.
No, you don't, because it gets too messy.
Too messy.
Way too messy.
And that's a different conversation, not for this podcast.
Yes. Anyway, see yous. Bye. Toodle pip. You've been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.